And good Monday morning, everybody. It is business of the week time, and so popular, making a return to the show, is Dr. Cindy with Function First. Function First is a chiropractic clinic, but you do all kinds of stuff. How are you this morning?
Good. I'm doing really well, Bill. How are you doing?
I am fantastic. So happy to have you back. I just got my free consultation off air. And, she's been to medical school, so I ask her everything. <That's awesome. laughs> Tried to get her to bring her bag. She wouldn't do it.
No, you kind of blindsided me this morning.
Right. Never ask me how I'm doing, Dr. Cindy. You
it's
know
a
better.
Loaded
you
question.
You know better.
Yes.
That's right. That's right. I'm well, but I'm not well enough, so it's okay. Where is Function First located?
It's located at 604 Sumner Avenue, so right downtown here in Humboldt.
Great location. You are close to a lot of folks that we know and talk to here at the station quite often. Website?
www.functionfirstspineandsport.com.
And how was your Thanksgiving?
It was really good.
Fantastic.
Yeah.
I almost forgot to ask you that. So,
was yours good? Did you get to go back home?
I was here.
Oh, so yeah. No.
I mean, literally here.
Oh.
Yes. Yes.
I mean, that's dedication.
Or stupidity, one of the two.
Or maybe there was good turkey here. I don't know.
I don't eat meat.
Neither do I.
Yeah.
I didn't know that
I
from
didn't
last
know
time.
That.
No, I don't.
Oh, yeah. May made 7 years.
Gotcha.
Yeah. I do eggs because chickens have to lay eggs. I mean, you know, you can't pluck them up, Dr. Cindy. They have to lay eggs. But people say, are you a vegan? And I go, no, those people are nuts. They're insane.
I'm a vegan.
Are you?
Yes.
Couldn't do it.
I know.
Could not.
But, you know, honestly, too, you shy away. I am from Iowa, but you shy away sometimes from saying you
yes.
don't. Yes. And it's nothing against
the farmers
and the agriculture and the business. It's everything to do just with, like, my own health choices and things like that.
And I'm one of those people, like, when friends come over, I'll still cook meat for them. I'll cook burgers, whatever you want.
Right.
You know?
Like for our Thanksgiving, my husband, he's the cook in the house. He made like a meatless meatloaf, but his mom brought over ham for the meat
eaters.
Yeah,
see, I'm not one of those militant, you know, you can't eat this around me.
Yes.
I don't care what you eat.
Yes,
you know?
Right, yeah. You're right.
But Alex, our news and sports director, he comes over a lot. And I keep in the fridge, I keep hot dogs and lunch meat and stuff.
Yeah.
He eats what we would call normal food.
Yeah, right, and, quote unquote.
That's right. Me, I have fallen in love with Beyond Beef.
Yes.
Oh, my heavens.
You know, I've tried to talk people into just trying the hamburgers.
It tastes just like ground beef.
I know.
And now it has the marbling in it.
Yes.
It's amazing.
I.
Well, now that we've spent 20 minutes talking about that.
Hey.
I keep telling them, don't let us work together.
And I don't know how that didn't come up in September when I did my other week. I think it's because I don't lead with that foot.
Yeah,
like just because, I don't know, people, they give you a weird look when you say it.
You know, being from the South, I understand. And here, you know, this is beef country.
Yes.
But in the South, everything you cook has some type of dead animal in it.
Yes.
If it's green, it's getting pork.
Yes.
it's just the law. It's how it is.
Right.
I was, good Lord, 40 years old before I knew what green beans and greens tasted like. They all tasted like pork to me. I didn't know. And cooked until they're mushy. I thought they were all like oatmeal, you know?
Right.
Now I understand that vegetables have a taste of their own.
Yes, and they all have their own cooking time.
Yes, yes. But I do use liquid smoke.
Oh,
which is vegan, as a matter of fact.
Yes,
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 it is.
It is.
Yes, it is. There you go, folks. Well, we're out of time. No, I'm kidding.
So that was our plug for Beyond Meat. And
the whole week is done now. Thank you, Dr. Cindy. So I understand you're a chiropractor.
Yes. Come this February, I'll be have been a chiropractor for 10 years.
Wow.
Yeah.
And, well, that's about when we started this conversation.
Right.
I will point out, folks, that that was not my fault. Dr. Cindy went down that road with the vegetarian thing.
Well, I was just shocked. You should have seen my face. I was like, someone else who doesn't eat meat.
Yeah, we're apparently two of the three in Humboldt. So that's
we
what
need to find the third.
Yes.
If the third is out there, let us know.
Oh, they're in hiding. That's what Burrito Express tells me. There's another one. Okay. Yeah, I saw him at the meeting the other night.
It's very lonely.
That's right. That's right. We were passing carrot sticks back and forth. And hummus, of course. I've got to have the hummus.
Yes.
So, we were talking about a type of treatment.
Yeah.
Before we went on the air and ruined everything. And it was pretty interesting because you compared it almost to the inversion tables.
Yeah. So it's called axial decompression. You can do it both on the neck and you can do it on the low back. It's basically a form of treatment for disc bulges, disc herniations, any sciatic pain, radicular pain into the arm. It helps with stenosis, which is more of an arthritic narrowing down in the canal on the nerves. But whatever it comes from, it basically the theory behind it is you decompress the spine.
Yeah.
And when you decompress the spine, you're taking pressure off the nerves. You take pressure off a nerve, the pain starts to come out of the leg, come out of the arm, and improve. We call it centralization.
Now, how does that work?
So most of the techniques out there with your conservative treatments are theorized on how it works. I mean, it's strong theorized, but basically when you're hooked up on the machine, it looks a little medieval.
I was going to ask if it's like the rack.
Okay. Yes.
Is it really?
Yes, but there's a computer that runs it. It's not like a horse or a crank anymore.
I know some people that would pay you extra for that.
Just for the nostalgia of having the horse in the clinic. I like it. No, so we enter in specific numbers, and then kind of you have a strap that holds you down to the table on your chest, and then you have a strap across your waist that's connected to a pulley system. And then it's slowly decompressing or taking pressure off. It's lengthening you out, and it's about a 15-minute treatment. And, yeah, you have to do it a few times to get the results. But oftentimes when selected at the proper time, it can work within like 4 to 6 treatments.
And you're right. I mean, that is the same principle as the inversion
tables. Yeah, yeah.
You're stretching the spine out.
Yeah, you think of it. We're sitting or standing the majority of our day.
Yes.
That's a lot of gravity compression through our spines.
Yes.
So, yeah, to take that load off, whether it's an inversion table, a decompression table, it's huge.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
And that's, something that you prescribe, I guess, for lack of a better word.
Yeah, it's something that I would prescribe into a person's treatment plan. My philosophy is always don't overdo anything. Don't just throw the whole kitchen sink at someone. Yeah. So a lot of times I'm adding it in, usually maybe 2 or 3 treatments in if something's not responsive any other way.
Okay.
Yeah.
That sounds really interesting.
Yeah.
I honestly have never heard of that. Now, is that a short-term treatment or something that you would do the rest of your life?
It depends on the condition. If it's acute, meaning it started up in within a month, usually, like I said, 4 to 6 treatments, and you can nip it in the butt, and people are pretty stabilized. If it's something, in the older population, or it's something with stenosis or arthritis, usually I can get the bulk of the pain reduced down to about 90%.
Right.
And then oftentimes I am telling people, though, you'll notice that you need to come in like once a month and just, I call it get stretched out.
Right.
But that's because your body never ever will like regenerate any of that fluid inside the disc.
Yeah.
You can momentarily through exercise, movement, core strengthening, you can slow the decrease of disc degeneration. Mm-hmm. You can kind of expand it for a small period of time, but you're never going to have your body say, hey, regrow that.
Yeah. That's something that doesn't repair.
Yeah. But oftentimes they just feel better when, they get the decompression once a month.
Oh, I'm thinking about it now.
Yeah.
Because, sitting here, last time,
yes.
I've got that pain
where
I usually have it. right above where I would normally describe it. Now, we were talking about this off air. How does insurance feel about this?
Oh, it depends on the insurance. Okay. Most insurance companies, they're going to cover it. Your government-funded ones, unfortunately, so your Medicare, Medicaid insurances, they're not going to cover it. But it's not out of lack of research for axial decompression. It's purely out of just rules behind with certain insurances. So in those situations, we revert to a cash rate, and it's $30 a treatment.
You're kidding me.
No, it's not it's not.
Wow.
Yeah, with this kind of therapy, oftentimes it's almost like a last resort before I refer somebody to a pain center or even like a neurosurgeon.
Right.
So, it's no fair to gouge people. A lot of times
$30.
Yeah.
I can almost afford that. And I work in radio. Jeez.
Yes.
Now, is is this treatment in addition to the regular chiropractic adjustments, or is this a standalone?
In most cases, it is, but I do have patients where it's a standalone.
Oh, that's really cool.
Yeah.
This must be a pretty effective treatment.
It is an effective treatment, and it's a treatment that there's people out there who either they've been to a chiropractor and it didn't go well, or they don't like the idea of being adjusted at all.
Yeah.
And that's fine. I'd rather have people reach out to me because they want a resort other than being injected or other than surgery.
Yeah.
Then, you know, scare them away with, no, I'm going to have to adjust you.
Right,
like,
right.
Yeah, do adjustments help? Oh, yeah, you're freeing up motion. And then if I put you on the traction table, you're going to get even more decompression.
That is fascinating.
Yeah.
Wow. Okay. Well, I have now added something to my list that I need in my life.
Oh, right, and before Christmas.
Yes. Dr. Cindy, we have run out of time for the month. And you can't put the two of us in a room together.
I know.
It's just fascinating. I can't do it. All right. Dr. Cindy is with Function First, and you are located at?
604 Sumner Avenue.
And your website?
Is www.functionfirstspineandsport.com.
And if you want to call and ask her why she puts up with me, the phone number is?
515-332-8154.
There you go. And I happen to know you're on Facebook.
Yes.
Yes.
And we have a Facebook page, Function First Spine and Sport. That's a lot more fun than our website, honestly,
yeah.
Because we update it with pictures, and it's a lot more fun than the
you
website.
You were, the last time you were here, you were about to post some things on the website. Have you gotten around to that yet?
My office manager, Laura, has been really great at getting paperwork onto the website. I still need to get the videos done.
Okay. That's what I was, okay.
Yeah, but we do have explanations of the different therapies.
Nice.
Of all the techniques we use in the office. There's a little explanation of who I am, who my office manager, Laura, is. So, yeah, I mean, the website's worth visiting. It's just not complete.
I've checked it out. Yeah. And the paperwork is a huge help.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It cuts down time.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Big, big help. All right, Dr. Cindy, we appreciate you. And we will see you bright and early tomorrow morning.
Yes.
All right. And that is Business of the Week, Function First. And we'll be back right after this.